This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hey, Ola, it's Miles. Thank you guys for listening to the Men's Room Daily Podcast.
Have you heard our newest podcast? It's called The Greatest Story Never Told.
Download it today on Radio.com. Be sure to subscribe. New episodes are uploaded every Tuesday at noon.
This is the Men's Room.
Forget it, man, and get with the countdown. Shake this square world and blast off for Kicksville. The trippers, the grasshoppers, the hip ones, all gathered in secrecy and flying eyes at night.
You're listening to the Men's Room with Miles and Thrill.
Stream all 4 hours live of the Men's Room radio program wherever you go when you download the radio.com app. All right, our question, why were you at the hospital? 844-999-OLA.
Hello, Neil. Welcome to the Men's Room.
Hola.
Hola.
Well, gentlemen, so I used to have this job where I would drive people... drive people's cars home from the bar that they got too drunk at.
Okay.
It was a service that this chain of bars had where we would tow their car home and they would get a ride from a taxi cab to their house if we had overserved them. And there was probably 10, 12 tows a night.
That makes sense.
It was a great job to have when I was in college because, you know, I needed money and I needed to work sometime when I wasn't in school and all was well. And one night I was riding my motorcycle home at 3:30 in the morning after having towed cars all night. And I fell asleep at the wheel.
Of a motorcycle?
Yes.
Yeah, wouldn't that be you fell asleep at the handlebars?
Yeah, that's...
Not the sweat
that,
hair.
I don't picture that much. Yeah, I don't picture that when I think I'm falling asleep at the wheel.
Yeah. So I was in the middle of a clover leaf when I fell asleep, and interestingly, I made it through like the rest of the turn sleeping. But when I got to the freeway part, I hit one of those road turtles, apparently, and fell down in three lanes of freeway traffic, which fortunately there was none of because it was 3:30 in the morning, and ran into the center guardrail. And did not notice that my left thumb was broken in a compound sort of way.
Sure.
And I grabbed the clutch to you know, got back up on the bike and grabbed the clutch and pulled it in and then realized that my left thumb was broken and fainted, fell over. And fortunately, a guy came along who was delivering guard dogs to warehouses.
Guard dog? He was delivering guard dogs.
That's very specific.
Yeah, that's okay.
I got a weed stash. I need protected.
Well, you know, lots of warehouses have guard dogs that wander around all night inside the facility.
Yeah, I didn't realize they were, like, rented out. Or just...
Yeah, I thought you just, whoever owned that place had that dog.
Some grizzled old man.
No, it's the rental service. Mm. Dog rental.
Okay.
Yeah.
So wait a minute. If you rent those guard dogs, can you even get in if one's in there?
Right. Like, if I get to work early, like, I'm not walking in there. It's not my dog.
I mean, I wouldn't. They looked vicious, you know. I mean, they were Rottweilers and Dobermans and that kind of stuff. And he stopped to help me, and we got my bike parked, and he took me to the hospital.
And just nice. A broken thumb?
With my broken thumb.
That's okay. It. You fell asleep on a motorcycle, and the only thing he got was a broken thumb. And I guess he's not alone. Someone says, I have personally fallen asleep on my bike multiple times. I ride in a club, long rides, they'll put you asleep, especially in Eastern Washington.
I'll say this, falling asleep, being intoxicated, being under the influence, whatever the situation is, if you're on a bike and it's night,
and it's dark out and it's rainy or it's just tough with visibility, there should not be a launch pad in the middle of the road that can send you flying like
that's
that.
That's a Seattle special.
I mean, those...
We want to kill you, and it shows.
And to give you guys an idea who listen in our other markets, what they do is it's a concrete ball about the size of a bowling ball that's cut in half. And then they lay these things in between the lanes in the road. So if you were just to veer over a little bit, basically...
If you're on two wheels, sure.
You just hit a ramp, and you are launched into the air, and you have no idea. And they have berms like that. I mean, it's basically, they don't plow the roads here. So by not having to plow the roads for snow, then they have all these irregularities that
pop
up.
But it's still not a good idea.
It's not safe at all, but they're everywhere.
Someone else says, falling asleep on a motorcycle, not as hard as it sounds. I've done the same thing, but I woke up when I started running over the rumble strip, which is exactly why they're there.
Why were you at the hospital? 844-999-OLA.
Hello, Lyle. Welcome to the men's room.
Hola.
Hola.
So, I was feeling a little sick on a Thursday. I drive dump truck there, Miles. And,
sweet.
And I had some things going on in my groin. And my testicles started swelling. So, I was like, I got to go to the hospital. So, I went to the hospital. And they took my vitals, and my white blood count was off the chart. So they took me right upstairs and put me on IVs. And a couple hours later, they took me in for emergency surgery, and they opened me up along my testicles, my scrotum, up to my abdomen, and took out a bunch of dead flesh, basically.
What did they call that?
I drive a dump truck and they took the dead flesh out of my testicles.
Find me on Tinder.
You want to go to Red Lobster and get it's shrimp days.
So here it is.
Endless shrimp.
Don't Google this. It will ruin you. It's called gangrene or Fournier's gangrene.
Ooh.
Okay. So then they put me downstairs in a room and watched me because they were deciding on whether they were going to take my testicles. And so I sat there Friday under observation. And then Saturday they took me in for another surgery and they opened me up from my anus up my perineum to my testicles.
Well, they had a map.
Yeah.
Come along this line, kids.
We're up to see the testes.
They took out more flesh.
Jeez.
And so then it was every 4 hours waking up with morphine to change dressings, beautiful nurses. And
well, they don't care at this point based on what you have.
Gangrene.
You had 24 hours in between knowing that you were going to go in for surgery where, again, they might have to take your testicles. Now, I am not a...
I was really attached to him. Wanted to keep him.
Sure. Yeah.
Most of us are.
I'm not a religious man, but in that event, knowing that tomorrow might be the day that I lose my testicles, I can't imagine the way that my prayers would go in my brain. I'm not a big prayer guy anyway, but I think that I
don't want to lose my bees.
Dear God, these testicles have been with me since the beginning. I really love them.
Why would you have to state your case?
Please let me
Why do you think you need... Hey, God, it's
my
me.
Testicles.
You know what's up. You know what... This is let me make this last second
now,
field goal.
This is a nutty situation to be in, Lord. But I hope...
Hi, caramba.
Yeah, exactly. I hope that...
I don't think you need to launch a prayer.
Exactly.
I think you just go, hey, God... You know I'm calling, right, dog?
Like a form sheet that you can you know what I mean?
You know what it is I'm going to ask for, don't you?
Please, let me keep him.
Like, I don't know how to spell this out, right?
Why were you at the hospital? 844-999-OLA.
You'd be upset if you, what do you need? What do you think?
You know.
I am here for.
You know.
Right.
I like to get a slice us all off of man parts and just say, these nurses are hot.
I know. That's a good looking
Maybe
nurse.
For like another day.
Right. Then, we guess it's cute.
I don't care.
Hello, Camille. Welcome to the men's room.
Hola, bitch. Hola.
Hola.
How are you guys?
We're doing well, Camille. How are you?
Good. Okay, well, it wasn't me. It was my husband.
All right.
So about 10 years ago, the whole family, like 30 Polish Chicago mafians, go on this cruise to Alaska. And my husband and my brother-in-law decide to take a hike. And my husband kicks this huge rock out of the way. He didn't think it was as heavy as it was. Well, they finish this hike in Skagway up this mountain and they come back down and it's just, you know, as big as his foot. And I'm like, dude, you're good. So fast forward.
Oh, jeez.
Come on. Once again, bedroom colors.
She's a Polish Chicago mobster.
Say on the radio.
Oh, man.
Sucker. Mother. and please keep those words in mind when calling. Now back to the
program. Robin was worried about shit.
Yeah, she said that.
Right.
Like, that didn't slip out.
No.
Right. But I'm effing pregnant. Like, you consciously, like, wanted to add that in.
But remember, she said, like, I'm a Chicago, we're a Polish Chicago mom. So this is what you should expect.
Harry Carey dropped that word all the time in the broadcast.
I can't believe the effing score on that game.
Exactly.
It's the West 5. And the effing freaking Cardinals 6.
Hey, by the way,
yeah.
We had the guy
near the top of the seventh.
It's an effing game.
God, you know what happened?
It's those effing Mets.
You know what's hurting on my right? My freaking hemorrhoids.
We had the guy that he called in, and he had what? He was the dump truck driver, a gangrene of his testicles.
That's correct.
I don't remember the name of it. I don't need to remember the name, but he said, do not Google this. He repeated, do not Google this. And then we get the comments, he was right. Do not Google that.
He said that.
Wait, yeah, yeah, someone else. He is correct. Please do not Google that. And that has been repeated many.
If somebody says don't Google it.
I didn't actually Google it.
Neither did I. I believed him.
I gangrene in that area.
But I knew someone else would. Someone else did. And we got the report. And that basically 100% of people that did Google it said he is telling you the truth. Do not Google
it. But how lucky to have a surgery where it's already mapped out.
What do you mean? Oh, as far as
yeah, where you, put you, the you know where you're going. You know what I mean? It's like the doctor doesn't have to make any chalk lines.
But why didn't they do it
and
all
if
at
you
once?
Sew it up, you never know.
It looks the same.
Yeah,
it
exactly.
already looks like
it
a scar.
It looked like it'd been sewn up before. Now it's just been sewn up again. You know what I mean?
Yeah, that's a good point, man. That thing already looks a little. Yeah.
Yeah.
It looks. Everything in that area looks kind of.
Yeah,
looks
I'm trying
awful.
To decide if I could tell.
That's what you. I don't think you could.
That's a game show. That's a game show. All right. Okay. Here's a picture of a perineum. All right. One has been surgically stitched back together. The other's been fine, right?
You don't even have to use super glue. Which one? You can just use stitches. No, no, no.
Can you guess which one? I'm saying there's no way you can tell.
That picture looks tainted.
Yeah, no.
Yeah, you probably can't tell. I feel like this has to be on subscription. See here.
It is not a
it's not
people.
On regular TV.
No, this is not right. This is HBO.
I have a lot of shorts that are ready to go for this game.
Keep your shorts on. Spread your legs.
You are listening to the Men's Room Radio Network.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hola, bitches. You're listening to The Men's Room.
If you are just joining us or you missed the show, all episodes of The Men's Room are available on radio.com. All right, time for a few emails from The Men's Room at mensroomlive.com.
You've got mail. You've got mail.
Our question, why were you at the hospital? Good afternoon, bitches and wobbin. My hospital stay back in June of 1977. College Point, New York. I fell out of a two-story window and cracked my skull in different places. I was two at the time. No long-term health effects and no plates. Have a good one, guys. That from Rick. Bitches, I spent two nights in the hospital with a respiratory problem after putting out a car fire with an expanding foam fire extinguisher. Car went up real quick, and there was a three-year-old girl in the car seat. I sprung into action, no second thoughts, and just started grabbing fire extinguishers. Took about 15 minutes and three fire extinguishers, but I had the car put out before the fire department arrived. Continued to work about 2 hours before starting to get really faint and drove myself 11 miles to the closest hospital and then collapsed inside the waiting room from the right beside the emergency room. After they cleared my lungs of all the crap that I'd inhaled that was slowly suffocating me as it expanded, they kept me under so they could monitor my vitals, brought me out of anesthesia, and sent me on my way later that day.
Mm-hmm.
So basically all the stuff from the foam that was expanding in the lungs.
That stuff's nasty, man.
Any comments?
You know what? Look, I'm just going to tell you this. The big comments run lately, it all goes back to the idea, do not Google whatever kind of gangrene that guy had, but by saying that, a bunch more people did, and they're all responding that they regret it.
Guys, can I get a birthday shout-out for my son, Theodore? Born at 4 o'clock in the frickin' morning. A very inconvenient time, if you ask me, his father. Can he get a little kid face sandwich? And some advice from Coach Ted on what is the best nickname to go by. Thanks, guys. That from the dad.
Fish sandwich.
Bobby, this one's pretty simple, open and shut case. Your son's name is Theodore. He goes by Ted. Expect great things.
That's it, just Ted.
Just Ted.
I mean, everybody thinks my name's Theodore. It's not.
I know.
Old Macholas, can I get a birthday shout-out to my son, Theron, pronounced Thernado. He is 7 years old. How about a little kid face sandwich and Goofy and Mickey asking him to please pick up his Legos? That from Troy, the copier guy.
Fish sandwich.
Well, guys, it sure is important for you to pick up those Legos. Because every time Daddy steps on one in the corner and hits the bottom of his foot, he screams things that he tells you not to ever, ever say.
Or you can leave them out and learn all the words you shouldn't say as a child.
Guys, today's my daughter. That's a stepping on a Lego joke. My daughter Murphy officially joins the rank of a teenager, and to show her our love and adoration, we are asking you guys to embarrass her for us. Would you mind giving her a big old bong rip and some advice on the teen years from Coach Ted? That from Murphy Mom and Dad.
All right, so you need some advice from Coach Ted on a teenage daughter. Well, Coach Ted's been around the block a few times. Let me tell you something. I got nothing. Ain't touching that one with a 10-foot pole. Good luck out there, kid.
Dale, old boys, it's my girlfriend's 20th, and her family let me down, and her family let her down in a big way. She's an amazing girlfriend, I tell her so, but perhaps the bagel idiot followed by an owl hitting the window and some dirty Germans can pick up her spirits before I come home and disappoint her with my below-average penis. Thanks, guys. Love the show. Been listening since I was 16, almost 13 years ago. P.S. Mike and Ted are wrong. Ace Ventura 2, far superior to the first.
Shut your mouth!
Yeah, I can only assume that spirits is code word for your skirt, so I will gladly come over tonight and pick up your spirits.
Sure, since your birthday, so I don't know why he's so worried about the assault equipment. The only thing he really has to do is talk to you sweetly.
Yeah, you already know it's disappointing. You have no hopes tonight.
Yeah, enjoy looking at the top of his head.
We will call this birthday disappointment.
Enjoy looking at the top of his head.
Yes, it's a birthday. Put in some work there, soldier.
Yeah, just fight to keep your eyes open. We know he's not good at that either.
Want to wish my grandson, Benny, a happy birthday on his 21st trip around the sun. He is in the National Guard, and he really needs some turtle wax followed by your penis is too small. Thanks, guys. That from Tom.
That's fun.
Well, I wish happy 21st to my boy Tristan. He's on his way to MKR Tactical for his first stop before we celebrate with him tonight. Proud of you. He needs some dirty Germans to tell him how to party in Portland this weekend. That from the mom.
Yeah, I have been with this man Portland once, and the way you want to party inside of him is gently.
Yeah, the main thing is first, you love steak. Celebrate with ones. I think you can find one there, the Acropolis. After that, there's a lot of places you could go, but I recommend these $2 bills. You'll find that club.
Yeah, tonight it'll look like you ate a glazed voodoo donut.
Yeah, so you know, do you enjoy seeing things on fire? Yeah. Last time I was there, Miles, I saw a woman's breast on fire.
You're kidding me?
No, it was very interesting. So I almost choked on steak bite.
That's a hell of a show.
It was. Actually, it was very impressive. But I was like, Dad, like, I don't know if I'm turned on. I'm just impressed.
Guys, my daughter Alyssa is 21 years old today. Can you have the Dirty Germans wish her a happy birthday? I leave it up to you to decide what you want to say. Thanks, guys. Love her mom, Jenny, and dad, Mark, and also the brother, Mason.
Yeah, rubber gloves and Vaseline. This is all we need. No safe words tonight.
Yeah, I'm very worried about these parents of yours. You think it's safe to leave it up to two dirty Germans to do with your 21-year-old daughter?
She'll probably do the same thing that her mother did on her 21st.
She does. This is why we moved to the States.
Guys, it's my awesome and the best in the history of wife's Sarah Beth's birthday again. Can Goofy and Donald Duck let her know what I'm going to do to make her smile? We just celebrated, guys, our first anniversary. You guys were right from last year. She lost that new wife smell right away.
Who's going to try to be Donald?
Donald's having some sex registry problems because he refuses to wear pants. He's going to get some butt quack.
Oh, God. These impressions are bad, and we don't have a full repertoire. You can't just start requesting regular cartoons, so we don't know.
I thought you did a great job there.
It's about as duck as I go.
That's actually just an old mixture choking on a hairball.
Guys, want to send a birthday shout?
The way I can...
Birthday shout out to my amazing man Dana. He listens to your show religiously and is a great dad to our two little girls. I swear every time they scream he gets another gray hair. I'm looking good for 35, old man. How about a suck it up cupcake and a barbershop fish sandwich, please? Thanks, guys, appreciate it. That from Jess.
So suck it up cupcake.
Is it too early for a fish sandwich? Cheese and tartar on the side. Yeah. I smell the fish sandwich. Maybe some dill relish in the morning. At noon, and at night.
Guys, I want to wish my loving husband and great father, Tim, a happy birthday. He's a huge fan of your show, always listening to your show, even if he has on podcasts over and over and over again from radio.com. Kids would like a thrill to give a couple gets. Most importantly, Coach Ted giving him a pep talk about turning the big 3-8. That from his loving wife, Luke and Jocelyn.
Get.
All right. First thing about turning 38, you never know how many gets there is.
Yeah.
38's a great age. Sounds like odd advice because you have children, but do what you want. That's what Coach did at 38. He took a different path, the path he wanted to travel. So, maybe not the best advice. Coach should have a lot going on.
Patrol, today I'm 40 years old, and since I know no one else will do this for me, I have to. I would love to get some random sound drops, and maybe your penis is too small. That from David the Mechanic.
Uh-oh, look up.
All right, guys, here we go. Happy birthday. Happy birthday. Happy birthday to you.
That was a Dirty German brought to you by Men's Room Original Sausage. Available through Uli's World Famous Sausage, mensroomlive.com, and other fine retailers. Schweinefleisch.
Couple of extra emails, guys. Ola, I remember years ago when you guys had Vince Neil on the phone and he was being snippy with Miles?
I don't remember that.
I don't either. Saying a script is a story, not a book. I then sent an email saying that Vince is a whiner and they were announcing their final tour back then. I said I would not be surprised that if in the years to come, they suddenly announced they're back on tour again. Miles, you read the email on the air and said, Rudy, they signed a contract and they will never tour again. Well, I felt kind of stupid after that. But lo and behold, today we hear the news. Regardless, I still love the Men's Room, and I still think that Motley Crue are a bunch of suck-ass sellouts that had a much better sound on their first two albums. Rock on, bitches. I appreciate you.
Oh, they're just angry.
I said that.
Yeah. Vince Neil.
I still love that people legit.
Mick Mars Bar.
I got Motley Crue times.
Yeah. Tommy Sara Lee. And what was the other one?
Nikki Six Courses.
Nikki, yeah, we have one of those.
That's pretty good, though. Yeah.
Sure. I like Motley Crue. Stop it.
Okay. Yeah, but Vince Neil's still a dude.
You can like their music and admit that. Come on. Could you get Mick Mars on the last one?
We signed a contract. Come on.
Can we get Mick Mars this time?
You don't want Mick Mars.
Yes, we do.
Mick Mars.
You gave us Vince Neil last time.
We got Vince Neil last time.
I didn't give you Vince Neil.
Yes, you did.
I gave you Motley Crue, and they said Vince Neil. It's like, oh, God.
We had Nicky on. Nicky's fine.
Nicky's great.
Nicky was fine.
Nicky's great. Tommy's great.
We've never had Tommy on. Can we just get Tommy or Mick on this time around?
Just not Vince.
Even if they put work on that, I'll get a Motley Crue interview, and I'll be very specific.
That's exactly. Look, please, guys.
That means we're getting Vince Neil again.
That's exactly. Vince Neil.
I just said that.
I've talked to you before.
He is digesting right now. Everyone be quiet. One more. Had to send a message. I used to hide my money in books on the bookshelf too, guys. My cousin found some one day, and Grandma made me give him half.
What?
It was over $40 in ones and fives. Also, I feel bad about the Girl Scouts with crappy leaders. I'm from Southern California. We had to learn to chop wood for our camping trips, had to learn to use power tools, fix cars, and so on. We made the local Boy Scouts look like kiddies. Ha ha, guys, that from Gina.
Yes, friends, it's time once again for Sit and Spin. Let's gather around the old radio and listen to some swellerific new music.
Oh, look who it is, Ryan Castlenhouse.
I changed my mind. It's all Motley Crue today on Sit and Spin.
All right.
Now, you guys know how much time and effort and thought goes into these sit and spin lists, right?
Yeah,
sure, yes.
Yeah,
but
yes.
Every now and again, one just falls in your lap, and that was the case yesterday when Jimmy Fallon put out a hashtag, which is add a word, ruin a song on Twitter.
So the title of the song added with one word is going
to
ruin it.
You're going to have the whole title of the song and just add one word to ruin the song.
And these are actual submissions that people started. Right. Are any of these
all
yours?
Stuff I pulled off of Twitter. Well, one is mine.
Because
it was really
so good. 10 songs changed by one word,
right?
And one word that will ruin the song.
You want a couple of examples before we start?
Sure. Well,
yeah. So like Hit the Road Jack.
All right, hold on, let's think here. Hit the Road Jack.
I don't know.
Hit the Road Monterey Jack.
That doesn't ruin it. Right. I love delicious cheese.
I do like how about Papa's Got a Brand New Bag.
Papa's Got a Brand New Bag.
Okay. Papa's Got a Brand New Bag, lady.
Okay, here we go.
Number 10. Yeah, I'm gonna take my horse to the old town road. I'm gonna ride till I can't no more. I'm gonna take
so you guys know the song, right?
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Old Town Road.
Old Town Road, yeah. So what's the word you would add to this to ruin the song? I got the
horses in the Old Town Road.
One I'm thinking I can't say.
Oh, yeah.
That wouldn't ruin it, though.
Yeah,
would it?
No, you're right.
Old Town Road Whore?
Old Town Roadblock?
Oh.
Oh, that would be good.
Oh, Old Town Road Whore.
Old Town Road Construction.
Oh, okay.
See where we're going now?
Yes, I do. Right. One word added to the title that ruins the song. Okay.
Number nine.
Love me tender.
Brony.
Love me true. Oh.
This really should have been higher on the list. And it doesn't have to be at the end of the song while you're thinking about this. You could add the word anyway.
Love me buffalo tender.
Close. Love me tenderoni.
The word is chicken. Love me chicken tender.
love me chicken tender. Oh, okay. Right. Again, delicious. These are 10 songs changed by one word on Sit and Spin.
Eight. Number eight.
I'm the bad type. Make your mama sad type. Make your girlfriend mad type. Might seduce your dad type.
So this is a Billie Eilish's I'm a Bad Guy. Or Bad Guy is the song.
Bad Guy.
Bad Guy.
Bad Guy.
Bad Geyser. Bad.
By guy, or Bad Guy Fieri.
Yes.
Is it Bad Guy Fieri? Nice work, Dan. Very good. 10 songs.
I don't get it.
10 songs changed by one word. Add one word, ruin the song.
Music director and Flavor Town.
Number 7.
Don't you forget about me.
So what's the actual title?
Don't you forget about me.
Yeah.
Forget about me.
Don't forget about
me. Remember, it doesn't have to be at the beginning.
All right.
Okay. No idea.
It's simple. The word this time is why. Why don't you forget about me?
Oh. Right. Entirely different song.
It changes everything.
Right.
These are 10 songs.
Why don't you forget
song.
About me?
Right.
Let it go.
10 songs changed by one word. Since then.
Number 6.
Not really sure how to feel about it. Something in the way you move makes me feel like I can't live.
The song is Stay.
Don't.
Don't stay. That would be good.
I mean,
that would be good.
Stay away?
No, not quite. Hospital.
Oh,
hospital stairs.
Oh, that really does ruin it.
Yeah.
Jeez. 10 songs changed by one word on Sit and Spin.
Five. Number 5.
Elf. Yeah. That's it. You nailed it.
What is it?
I want to dance with somebody else.
I want to dance with somebody else.
Back that thing up on the wall.
Yeah, you can cut in.
Yeah, that's cool. It's the first dance at your wedding. Just, that's cool.
These are just not you.
These are 10 songs changed by one word.
Four. Number 4.
Here comes the sun.
Oh, no.
It's all right.
The song is Here Comes the Sun.
Oh, so many
here we go.
Simple. burn. Here comes the sunburn.
Oh, yeah. Okay. I thought that was going to go dirty.
That's better than what we were doing.
Yeah, my mind was in the middle place.
Oh, Jesus.
I mean, real
bad. What's wrong with you?
It's just for my brain.
It's just been all day.
Well, it could be just changed by one letter from U to O. That's terrible.
Different meaning.
Here comes the sunburn.
That's right. These are 10 songs changed by one word.
Three, number three. Last day to
start again. Oh, yeah. It was
a nice day. White wedding.
White supremacist.
White supremacist wedding.
Yeah.
White supremacist wedding.
That totally changes.
It ruins the song, doesn't
still
it?
Still catchy, though. Still catchy, too.
Sister married a grand wizard or something. That's what happened on that one. These are 10 songs changed by one word. Add one word, ruin a song. I couldn't stand.
Clue number two.
And you can tell everybody this is a song.
So everyone knows this song from Elton John.
It's called Your Song.
Not everyone knows the title. It's Your Song.
Sucks.
Not Your Song.
Sucks. It's exactly
Your Song sucks.
Your Song sucks.
That's it?
God. Brought to you by Friday Night Karaoke.
By the way, some people are chiming in. They say, how about Led Zeppelin? Rock and fat rolls. And then I like this one. Crack Baby Got Back.
Crack Baby Got Back. I bet she has.
Love Me Tender Child.
Yeah. Oh, boy. Okay. These are 10 songs changed by one word. Add one word, ruin a song on Sit and Spin, and we have made it to number one.
One, number one.
So, fellas.
Yeah.
Fellas.
Yeah.
Your girlfriend got your butt.
Hell yeah.
It's not crap.
Shake it. Shake
that hell.
This is Baby Got Back.
Uh-huh.
Fat. Fat is funny, but no.
Is Baby Got Back fat?
No.
Not crack, baby.
Hold on. All right.
Crybaby?
Issues. Baby Got Back issues.
That's funny, too.
Problems.
Baby Got Back problems.
Baby Got Back problems. Okay. Thank you, Ryan Castle. There you go on Sit and Spin. You are listening to the Men's Room Radio Network.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did-we-just-hit-a-million-orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify has got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odyssey podcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odyssey podcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. shopify.com/odyssey podcast.
With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at linkedin.com/decide. That's linkedin.com/decide. Terms and conditions apply.
Welcome back to the Men's Room with Miles and Thrill.
Coming up in 4 minutes, we'll drink a toast with a shout of day, but first, time for the word. And, boy, look, man, if you get a crazy name in life, there's only one person you can blame. That would be your parents.
That is correct.
The worst baby names of 2019 have been released, and it's fair to say many of them are unique, I guess. A study from international parenting site Parents.com, they ranked the list, which included names influenced by television shows, serial killers, you name it. By the way, they do a lot more studies about this in New Zealand, because in New Zealand, you have to register your name with a registered general.
All right.
And then from that point, they decide whether you can give your kid that name or not. So believe it or not, they can decline names in New Zealand. Some of those that have been declined include Princess Dixie Rose, Royal Bubs, and Enigmatic Three. Some of the names of kids.
I don't, like, look, if that's what you want to name your kid that. But at least it's not like Adolf.
Here are some of the worst names of 2019 as far as the boys are concerned. We have Styles, S-T-Y-L-E-Z. One child was named Danger.
Okay.
I thought that was only a middle name.
There were four kids born named Cletus.
Cletus?
Cletus.
Hey, look, Cletus has been a name. You can't just tell them not to name their kid Cletus.
There were two Pinches born in 2019.
Pinch?
Two Pinches.
So my name is Pinch.
Pinches, plural.
It is Pinches.
It's Pinches. Manson, five Mansons. There were three Axes, two Cubs, one Yugo, and one King Messiah.
King Messiah.
King Those Messiah. Are all names for boys.
I like Cub.
As far as the girls, believe it or not, in the world, there are now five new pansies.
Better for a girl than a boy, for sure.
There are three new girls named Vegas.
Come on.
One named Innie. A-N-Y, Innie, not like it's in the belly button.
Right.
There were 17 kids born named Chardonnay.
Okay. Well, we know what mom's into.
I bet mommy's in Jesus.
Four kids born named Mattel, as in the toy, and one little girl who was born named Shy.
Shy?
Which is ironic, because we actually know a Shy, but that was Shy. Shortened from a Cheyenne. And then on the same list they have, by the way, if you think those are bad, here are some of the 33 worst baby names of all time.
All time. All right.
This is done by the people in New Zealand. There is a baby named Elizabeth. Not Elizabeth. Elizabeth.
All right.
We also have a child named Little Sweetmeat.
Oh,
Little Sweetmeat.
Little Sweetmeat. There's a child born named Olive Garden.
Jeez.
Also Jerrica, because they couldn't decide between Jessica and Erica. Legend is a true name. So is Meldor Murica, as in America. Spartacus Orlando. Appaloosa, as in the horse. Sassy, Stormy Sea, Queen Precious, Sassy. Jewel Earth. There's a Stephanie, because they couldn't figure out if they wanted to name their kid Stephanie or Tiffany. Tiffany, and of course, Melanomia.
Oh, no.
Melanomia, little girl named Melanomia. Wow, we've made it to drink it time.
Somebody out there deserves to be recognized. And the men's room knows just who it is. So to you, we say, bottoms up, sailor. You're the toast of our shot of the day.
Drink time it is, and as usual, we head to the drink desk and Stephen Throwhill to find out who we're toasting.
Yes, indeed. Today we toast 24-year-old Dakota Haber of Odessa,
Texas?
Florida. Wow. I just wanted you to say Texas. I was shocked, too. Anyway, last week, Dakota, he got into what they call a heated confrontation with another driver at the Swanview Townhomes Complex. Now, we're not entirely sure what the argument was about, but authorities say that it was basically related to road rage. Anyway, after their exchange, Dakota and the other driver, they got back in their vehicles, and they both drove into the complex. But Dakota looked in his rearview mirror and noticed, apparently, this other driver is starting to follow him. Assuming that it was the other driver, Dakota jumped out of his car and did what any of us would do. He pulled out his gun and fired five shots into the car. He's about 50 yards away. He fires five shots into it. He did manage to actually hit the driver. Driver was not seriously injured. They did have to go to the hospital. But the main problem with this was Dakota discovered after firing into the car, he fired into the wrong car. Yeah, this person was not following them. They just lived somewhere in the complex.
Jesus.
Yep. So we pour this booze and we drink this booze because we think it's yummy.
Yummy!
So over the tongue and down throat to party in our tummies.
Down the hola, bitchola!
Let's get a contestant in line for profile this. We will take caller 9 now at 844-999-OLA.
Hola! The shenanigans continue on the Men's Room Radio Network.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.